Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive into some more fascinating research?
Always.
Okay, cool. Today, we're exploring AI in surgery, specifically how it's impacting minimally invasive surgery, MIS, and image-guided surgery, IGS.
All right.
And our main guide for this deep dive is Nicolas Abbate's master's thesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's called AI-Enhanced Precision, Exploring the Role of Artificial Intelligence in MIS and Image-Guided Surgery. We're going to unpack how AI is making surgery safer, more precise, and frankly, changing how surgeons work and train.
It's not just like a sci-fi thing anymore, you know?
Yeah.
AI is becoming really central to the whole surgical process.
Right, and you know what's crazy to me? We're talking about building on top of advancements that already revolutionized surgery. I mean, MIS and IGS are already huge steps forward.
Absolutely.
Like, think about laparoscopic cholecystectomy. It's standard now, but it was revolutionary when it first came out.
For sure.
Smaller incisions, faster recovery, fewer complications. It changed everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you add IGS to that. Using imaging tech to guide surgeons in real time, it's like giving them superpowers.
Exactly. Now, instead of just relying on their vision, surgeons can use data from CT scans, MRIs, ultrasound. They can see the surgical field in incredible detail.
So it makes things even more precise.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this foundation of MIS and IGS,
mm-hmm.
and now NWAI comes in. But how did we go from those early AI systems, the kind of rigid ones, to what we have now?
The game changer was really the shift from rule-based AI systems to machine learning and deep learning.
Okay.
Early AI, it was all about pre-programmed instructions, you know,
yeah.
like if this, then that. But now we're teaching computers to actually learn from data.
So like showing a computer thousands of cat pictures to teach it what a cat looks like.
Exactly. That's machine learning, or ML for short.
Yeah.
You give the computer data and let it figure out the patterns.
Gotcha.
Deep learning, or DL, takes this even further. It uses artificial neural networks.
Yeah.
These networks, they're kind of inspired by the human brain, and they can learn way more complex patterns.
Whoa, okay, so the AI is essentially teaching itself.
Pretty much.
But how does this all actually work in surgery?
Well, think about the visual side of surgery. Surgeons rely heavily on what they see, and that's where convolutional neural networks, or CNNs, come in.
CNNs?
Yeah. They're a type of deep learning algorithm designed for analyzing images and videos.
So they're perfect for surgery, basically.
Exactly.
Okay.
Imagine you train a CNN on thousands of images of a specific anatomical structure.
Okay.
That CNN can then identify that structure in real time during surgery, even if the view is obscured or distorted.
So CNNs are like the AI's eyes in the operating room.
That's a good way to put it.
And that helps with precision and safety.
Yeah.
Keithley Ford.
Okay, I get that. So CNNs analyze the images, helping surgeons see better. But what about the actual decision-making during surgery? Is the AI calling the shots now?
No, no, it's more of a partnership, really.
Oh, yeah.
AI is augmenting the surgeon's skills and judgment.
Hmm.
It's not replacing them.
Okay, good. I like that. Take preoperative planning, for example.
Right.
Surgeons traditionally rely on their own expertise and experience to plan the best approach, right?
Yeah.
Now imagine having AI as a co-pilot, analyzing huge amounts of data to help make the most informed decisions.
That's pretty interesting. So you're saying AI can help surgeons plan better. What does that actually look like in practice?
AI algorithms, they can analyze patient scans, like CT and MRI images.
Okay.
They create these detailed 3D models of the patient's anatomy. This lets surgeons really visualize the surgical field, plan precise approaches, anticipate challenges, even predict potential complications before even stepping into the operating room.
Wow, it's like having a surgical GPS guiding the surgeon before they even make the first cut.
Yeah.
But what if the surgeon doesn't understand why the AI is making a certain recommendation? Like, that could be a problem, right?
You're right. That's where explainable AI comes in. XAI, for short.
XAI. Okay, break that down for me again.
Imagine the AI suggests a specific surgical approach. XAI is about making sure the surgeon understands the WHY behind that suggestion.
Okay.
Making the AI's decision-making process transparent so the surgeon can feel confident using it.
So it's not just about the AI spitting out answers. It's about giving surgeons the info they need to make informed choices.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But what about during the surgery? How's AI changing things in the operating room itself?
That's where it gets really exciting. We're talking about intraoperative guidance.
Oh, okay.
Picture this. You're a surgeon performing a complex laparoscopic procedure.
Okay.
You're working through these tiny incisions. Precision is absolutely key.
Right.
AI steps in as your real-time assistant, guiding you every step of the way.
Okay, now that's something I want to hear more about. Give me some examples. How is it actually assisting surgeons during surgery?
One of the biggest impacts is real-time identification of critical anatomical landmarks. The AI analyzes a surgical video feed and pinpoints those landmarks, helping surgeons avoid damage to delicate structures.
Oh, wow.
It's a huge deal for procedures like laparoscopic cholecystectomy,
right? Okay.
Where precision is key to preventing things like bile duct injuries.
So it's like having an extra set of highly trained eyes watching out for potential problems.
Oh, you got it.
And it's not just identifying anatomy?
No, it goes beyond that.
Okay.
AI can recognize different surgical fuses, making sure the procedure follows the correct steps. It can even detect potential errors as they're happening, alerting the surgeon before they become a real problem.
Hold on. Are you saying AI can actually predict when a surgeon is about to make a mistake?
Think of it as a safety net.
Okay.
One example is the system called Deep CVS. It's designed to assess critical safety steps during laparoscopic cholecystectomy. It's been trained on tons of surgical images and can now analyze the video feed to determine if the surgeon has achieved the critical view of safety. It's a key step in avoiding those bile duct injuries we talked about.
Wow. So it's like having a super specialized surgical coach right there in the operating room. That's really cool. But what about robotic surgery? We hear so much about robots in surgery these days. Is AI playing a role there too?
Absolutely. Robotic surgery was already a major leap forward, but AI is pushing it even further.
I bet.
Systems like the Da Vinci Surgical System, for example, are becoming even more precise and capable because of AI.
Okay, I got to know more about this. How is AI changing things for robotic surgery?
One area is precision and control of the robotic arms.
Okay.
They can now make these incredibly fine movements, mimicking the dexterity of a skilled surgeon's hand.
Oh, whoa.
And it gets even cooler. Imagine robots actually learning from every surgery they perform.
Wait, are you saying robots can actually learn to be better surgeons?
That's right. It's called reinforcement learning. The AI system gets feedback on its actions and constantly refines its technique. This has led to robots performing semi-autonomous tasks, like suturing, which is one of the most complex and delicate parts of surgery.
Wow. So we're talking about robots potentially doing more and more of the surgery themselves.
There's a ton of research going on right now to increase the autonomy of surgical robots.
Okay.
One remarkable example is the Smart Tissue Autonomous Robot, or STAR.
STAR. Sounds futuristic. What can it do?
STAR was designed to autonomously perform intestinal anastomosis. That's a procedure that connects two parts of the intestine.
Uh-huh.
And it did this on pigs with precision comparable to human surgeons.
Whoa. So are we headed toward a future where robots are doing surgeries all on their own?
It's certainly a possibility down the road. Another system pushing the boundaries is Scopilot.
Okay.
It's a dual arm robotic system designed to help with laparoscopic surgeries.
Okay. I've heard of that.
But get this, it can help surgeons perform solo surgeries by providing real-time instrument tracking.
Wait, so no more need for a surgical assistant?
Well, the Scopilot system is showing how AI could make surgery more efficient and potentially even more accessible in the future.
This is all mind-blowing. But I'm guessing AI's impact on surgery doesn't stop in the operating room, right?
You're right.
What about after the surgery's over?
AI is also finding its way into post-operative care, helping to improve patient recovery.
So we're really talking about an AI-powered surgical journey, from pre-op planning all the way through recovery. I'm hooked. Tell me more about what's happening in the post-op phase.
Imagine AI analyzing patient data after surgery.
Okay.
To predict potential complications like infections or bleeding. By spotting these risks early on, healthcare providers can intervene sooner.
Yeah.
Potentially preventing serious problems.
That's so important. Catching those complications early can be huge. Is there anything else AI is doing in post-op care?
AI can also personalize recovery plans. By looking at a patient's data, AI can help determine the best course of rehab, tailoring the plan to their specific needs.
So instead of a one-size-fits-all approach to recovery, it's becoming much more personalized.
Exactly. AI is helping to take the guesswork out of recovery.
That's cool. And helping patients get back on their feet faster.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is all super impressive. It's clear that AI is having a big impact across the entire surgical world.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also curious about the human side of things. How is AI changing how surgeons learn, how they train? Is it shaking things up in surgical education?
Big time. The traditional way of training surgeons, that apprenticeship model, it's being transformed by AI-powered tools and techniques.
That's fascinating. What are some of the ways AI is being used to train the next generation of surgeons?
Well, AI is making surgical training more personalized,
okay,
more objective, and more engaging. Imagine AI assessing a trainee's strengths and weaknesses, and then tailoring the instruction to what that individual needs.
So no more generic training programs. It's like having a personalized tutor who knows exactly what you need to work on.
Exactly. And for objectivity, AI can provide data-driven feedback, making assessments more consistent and less biased, which is super important for fair evaluation.
Right. It's like having a completely unbiased judge scoring your performance. That's huge. So personalized and objective.
Yeah.
What about engaging? How is AI making training more engaging?
AI is being used to create immersive simulations using virtual reality and augmented reality.
Yeah, that's what I've been waiting for. VR and AR in surgical training. That's got to be amazing.
It is. Trainees can practice complex procedures in a safe and controlled environment without any risk to real patients.
That's awesome.
Picture stepping into a virtual operating room.
Okay, yeah.
Realistic anatomical models, surgical tools, and you can practice a procedure over and over again.
So it's like a surgical video game, but with real-world applications.
It kind of is. And AI makes these simulations even better. It can analyze movements, give real-time feedback, and even adjust the difficulty level as the trainee progresses.
So it's like having a virtual instructor right there with you.
Exactly.
Are there any specific examples of these VR training systems that are already making a difference?
There's one really impressive system called the Virtual Operative Assistant, or VOA. It combines VR with AI to assess how well trainees are doing.
Okay.
Studies show that surgeons who trained using VOA learned skills 2.6 times faster.
Whoa.
And they performed 36% better in simulated surgeries compared to those who had traditional instruction.
Wow, 2.6 times faster? That's incredible. AI is clearly changing the game when it comes to training surgeons.
And the best part is, it can be used for so many different procedures.
Yeah.
From basic laparoscopic skills to complex robotic surgeries, it's really opening up a whole new world of possibilities.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah.
AI is impacting everything from pre-op planning to robotic surgery to post-op care and even how surgeons are trained. But we'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that there are also challenges and considerations with all this innovation, right?
Of course. There's always two sides to every coin. As exciting as these advancements are, we need to be smart about the potential downsides and make sure we're moving forward carefully and responsibly.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we'll dive into next. Stay with us as we explore the other side of AI in surgery. Okay, so we've seen how AI is changing surgery in these really amazing ways. But I'm also thinking about, you know, the implications. The stuff we got to be careful about as this tech gets more, like, embedded in healthcare.
Yeah, definitely some challenges to think about as AI becomes more common in surgery.
For sure. And I think one of the big ones for a lot of people is data security and privacy.
Yeah.
We're talking about really sensitive patient info.
Right, absolutely. AI algorithms, especially those deep learning ones, they need tons of data to learn effectively.
Right.
And in surgery, that data often includes medical images, genetic info, even videos of surgical procedures.
Oh.
Protecting that data is super important.
Yeah, that's a lot of personal stuff. So what are people doing to actually make sure the data is kept safe?
Healthcare institutions and the people developing AI, they're taking this really seriously. They're using strong security measures like encryption, anonymization techniques, strict access controls, you know, trying to safeguard that patient info.
So it's not just about locking it up in some digital vault. It's about making it really tough for anyone to get to it without permission.
Yeah, multiple layers of protection.
That makes sense. But I'm also thinking about patients themselves. Do they have any say in how their data is used?
Being transparent with patients is key. Informed consent is crucial.
Right.
Patients need to know how their info might be used to train those AI algorithms. And they have every right to say no if they're not comfortable.
Right. So it's all about patient empowerment. They get to be in control of their own data.
Yeah.
Okay. So moving beyond data privacy, I'm thinking about the surgeons. How do they know they can trust these AI systems? If a surgeon's making a life or death decision, they got to understand how the AI got to its recommendation, right?
Absolutely. That's where explainable AI, XAI, becomes really important.
Okay, right. XAI. So remind me, how does that actually work? Like, let's say an AI system recommends a certain surgical technique. How does XAI help the surgeon understand WHY that recommendation was made?
It's like giving the AI a voice almost allows the system to explain its thinking in a way that we humans can get. It might highlight like which factors it considered or what patterns it saw in the data or how it weighed different options before making the suggestion.
So it's like the AI showing its work, so the surgeon's not just blindly trusting a black box.
Exactly. It's about building trust and confidence between the surgeon and the AI.
Makes sense. They need to be partners, basically.
Right. The goal is a partnership where the surgeon gets it, understands what the AI is good at, where it might fall short, and uses it as a powerful tool to help them make better decisions.
Okay, so we've got data privacy and explainable AI. Any other challenges or things to consider when we talk about AI and surgery?
One that comes up a lot is how dynamic surgery is. It's unpredictable, you know? Surgery is rarely just a straightforward step-by-step process. Things change fast, and surgeons have to be ready to adapt on the fly.
It's not like following a recipe exactly. Every patient's different, and things can get complicated in the operating room.
And that's kind of where AI systems right now, they run into limitations sometimes.
How so?
They're great at analyzing static data, like those pre-op scans, but they're not always as good at handling the real-time messy stuff of surgery, you know, when tissues move, bleed, react in unexpected ways.
So there's this gap between what AI can do now and how unpredictable surgery can be. What needs to happen to bridge that gap?
The algorithms need to get more robust, more adaptable.
Love it.
They got to be able to process data from all these different sources in real time, like the surgical video, patient vitals, even the surgeon's movements. And they got to adjust their recommendations as things change. It's almost like the AI needs to be able to think on its feet.
So it's not just about processing power, it's about making the AI smarter and more responsive to what's happening in the OR.
Right. We need AI that can learn from what the surgeon's doing, anticipate problems, and give guidance even when unexpected stuff happens.
All right, that's a tough nut to crack.
It is. But researchers are making some real progress.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm also thinking about the practical side of all this. Implementing these fancy AI systems, upgrading operating rooms to handle all this data sounds expensive.
It's definitely a valid concern.
Is cost a big barrier to actually using this tech widely?
It can be. Integrating AI into surgery does have some big upfront costs. We need faster processing speeds, more advanced imaging tech, seamless integration between AI and surgical tools. And, you know, not all healthcare systems have the money to do all that.
So are we talking about some people having access to this tech and others not? That's a problem, right?
Absolutely. We have to find ways to make this technology accessible to all patients, no matter their income or where they live. If not, we risk making existing healthcare inequalities worse.
All right, we don't want AI to just be a luxury for the wealthy. It's got to benefit everyone. But even if we can get past the cost, I'm thinking about the surgeons again. They've been trained a certain way. Now we're asking them to add AI into their practice. That's a big change, right?
It is, for sure. There's a learning curve. Surgeons need training not just on how to use these AI systems, but on how to understand the data,
Right.
recognize what the tech can't do, make good decisions using both their own knowledge and what the AI tells them.
So it's not just learning new software, it's like a whole new way of thinking about how to do surgery.
Yeah, exactly. And that means we need to invest in education and training. We got to incorporate AI into surgical training programs from the start. Give surgeons the skills they need to navigate this new world of AI-assisted surgery.
So we're really talking about a whole new way of training surgeons.
You could say that. We got to equip surgeons with the tools and the mindset to work with AI, not against it.
Right.
Use it to get better at what they do, and ultimately to provide better care for their patients.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the tough stuff with AI in surgery, data privacy, explainable AI, cost, surgeon training. It's clear there are hurdles, but it also feels like there's a lot of energy behind this.
There is. AI is changing surgery rapidly, and while there are challenges, no doubt, the potential good it can do is huge.
Right, it's not just hype, it's about real progress that can make surgery safer, more precise, more effective for patients.
Exactly. That's the main point. AI isn't just a cool new tech thing. It's got the power to completely change how we do surgery.
It really is exciting to see all this happening. But before we get too carried away, let's think about what it all means for the future of surgery. What are the long-term effects of all this?
Great question. We've covered the good and the bad, but what does it all mean for the future? How will AI change how we train surgeons, how we DO surgery, and ultimately how we take care of patients? That's what we'll get into in our final segment.
All right, so we've talked about the incredible potential of AI in surgery, but we've also acknowledged those challenges. It feels like we're at this point where decisions made NNW will have a huge impact down the line. So where do we go from here?
I think you hit the nail on the head. We're at a really crucial moment. AI in surgery isn't some far-off thing anymore. It's happening right now. And like any powerful technology, we have to be excited about it, but also approach it carefully.
Makes sense. It's exciting, but we need to be thoughtful too. What are the key things to focus on as AI becomes more and more a part of surgery?
One of the biggest things is to make sure everything's transparent and explainable. Surgeons need to get how AI is making its decisions. Patients need to be in the loop about AI being part of their care.
Right. It's about trust, really. Surgeons trusting the AI and patients trusting the whole process. How do we make sure that happens?
It goes back to that XAI we talked about. We got to put more resources into explainable AI, lift the curtain on those black box algorithms, make it clear how the decisions are made.
So it's not enough for the AI to just say, do this.
Yeah.
It's got to be able to say, here's why you should do this.
Exactly. The goal is for the surgeon and the AI to work together, where the surgeon knows the AI's strengths, and its weaknesses, and can use it as a tool to do their job even better.
Not to replace them, but to help them.
Exactly.
What else should we be keeping in mind as AI keeps developing in surgery?
Making sure the data is diverse is super important.
Data?
Yeah, the data used to train the AI. The AI is only as good as the data it learns from. And if that data is skewed or missing stuff, the AI can actually make things worse, lead to unequal care.
That's a big deal. We got to make sure this technology is fair for everyone, no matter who they are.
Exactly. The data used to train these systems has to reflect all sorts of people, different races, ethnicities, genders, ages, health conditions. It's a big job, but if we want AI that's truly unbiased and works for everyone, we have to do it.
So it's not just about having a lot of data, it's about having the right data, that reflects the real world. What about rules and regulations? Do we need stricter rules about how AI is made and used in surgery?
Regulations are a key part of this, yeah. We need clear guidelines and standards for how to develop, test, and use AI systems in surgery. That'll help make sure they're safe, they work, and they're used responsibly.
It's like putting up guardrails, so the technology actually helps people and doesn't cause problems we didn't expect.
Right. Good regulations can build trust in these technologies and make sure they're being used ethically with patient safety in mind.
Okay, so we've got transparency, diverse data, and regulations.
Yeah.
Anything else that's super important for AI in surgery to be successful?
Training for surgeons is crucial. I mean, really good training.
Yeah.
Surgeons need the knowledge and skills to use these AI systems well. Know how to understand the data, know the limits of what the tech can do, make smart decisions based on both their own experience and what the AI is telling them.
It's almost like we need to rethink how we teach surgeons from the ground up. Include AI as part of their toolkit.
Exactly. Training programs need to adapt. They need to teach surgeons how to actually partner with AI, use it to their advantage, know where it might fall short, and ultimately use it to give their patients the best possible care.
This is such an interesting time to be talking about this. It feels like we're seeing huge advancements that could completely change what surgery looks like.
It is an interesting time, and yeah, a little bit overwhelming too. We're right on the edge of a big change in how surgery is done. But if we do this thoughtfully, focusing on transparency, fairness, and responsible use, AI could really change things for the better, improve patient care in ways we haven't even thought of yet.
It's been awesome to take this deep dive into AI and surgery. I feel like I've learned so much, and it's definitely got me thinking about the future.
Me too.
I think for both of us, we're leaving feeling really excited about what's possible, but also aware of how important it is to use this technology the right way.
I agree. I think the big takeaway for everyone listening is that AI in surgery isn't a question of if anymore, it's when. And the decisions we make now will shape what that future looks like.
So to wrap things up, I want to leave everyone with this thought. The future of surgery is being decided right now. And it's up to all of us, surgeons, researchers, people making policies, and patients, to make sure that future is one where AI is used ethically and well to improve everyone's lives.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a future worth fighting for.
Thanks for being with us on this journey exploring the world of AI in surgery. Until next time, keep learning and keep asking questions.